Hello, thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Ruben. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Well, Vanessa.
I'm so sorry, you broke up a little bit. May I have your name again?
Vanessa.
Vanessa, excellent. How you doing, Vanessa? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Good to hear. Is this for MX Concrete?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All righty. Got your account up here, Vanessa. Thank you very much for calling in. What can we do for you today?
So right now I have the account is on pause. I would like to unpause it right now for it to be functioning.
Okay, sounds good. Let me go ahead and just pull this up. As I spoke with Miguel a few weeks ago, so basically we had the website, right? We had the domain that we were promoting. Now, usually every year, you know, every year we renew that domain. Now, since we had it on hold, we don't renew it. Right, and then, I did get in touch with him. He said we were going to get in touch before it was actually expired. So let me just check that domain first, okay? Just give me a second here.
Okay.
So it was mxconcretesolution.net. That was the domain that we were using. Now, let me see. Yeah, because I see that one expired March 16th. March 16th it expired. So we would just need to choose a different website name. Because I don't see that one is available anymore. Somebody already.
So took it. I just have a curious question. So we do have like our bar, our UQ, the QR bar. So once they scan it, they won't go back. It won't take them to our website anymore.
Oh, so you already had a QR code that took them to the website?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean that QR code is now gonna take them to the .net website. Thing is that usually on GoDaddy, for example, there's this thing called brokers. So it's these people that are actually looking into domains that expire, you know, that somebody bought, and they buy it themselves, and you know they sell them at a premium. So like we said. This domain, it expired March 16th, so somebody already bought it. We can create a new QR code for you. For example, mxconcretesolution.com, I see that one is open, for example. We can use that one. Usually you want the QR codes to go to the Google profile, because on Google, that's, you know, where they can see all the reviews and everything, right? And then it gives them the link to the website.
Yes.
So we can create a QR code with that. We can create business cards with that QR code or flyers with that QR code.
I mean, we have all that. Yeah, because we do have all that already, and I do have it. We have it in the truck store. If like a customer wants to just scan the barcode, it's already in the car and the vehicle. So
and it sends them to mxconcretesolution.net.
Let me hold on, because I think I have it here with me.
All right, you can double check. Where does it send them to exactly? Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I do have cards and all that stuff. So.
¿Qué?
Sorry, give me a minute. I'm still looking for one.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. No, take your time. Take your time. I'm here with you.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't take me anywhere.
Doesn't take you anywhere?
It just takes me to a profile that's even, it says, like, concrete floor, repair solution, slab repair, flat free quote. I mean...
Let me ask you, though. Do you see the website name at the top?
Yeah, it says msconcretesolutions.net.
Okay. Yeah, yes. It's that broker that I you, did you see that text message I sent you? I just sent you a text message right now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So basically, for example, you can buy it through GoDaddy directly. Right? For example, I see that for the broker service fee is $99. But then we don't know exactly how much they're going to charge you for that domain. Right, so to be honest, we have two ways of doing it, right? If you want to recover that domain, then you would need to go through, we'll create a GoDaddy account, and then just hit the buy it now option right there. And then it's going to take you to that broker. But like we said, it's people that's what they do. They just look into domains that expire, and they buy them, right? And that's... So
when you guys knew that this was going to expire, you guys don't give us like a heads up before that happens, or?
Oh, we did. I spoke with Miguel on the 12th, actually.
So he didn't tell me anything about this. Okay.
Yeah, no, I spoke with Miguel on the 12th, and he said he was going to talk to you, but, you know.
I know the 12th was last month.
Sorry? The 12th of March.
March, right?
Four days before it expired.
Okay, yeah, because he, that's weird, okay.
Because I had talked to him a month before that. Because we put the account on hold before that even, right?
Because I'm the one that put it on hold before because he was in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
So there was no point for us to be having, like emails or whatever if he wasn't going to be here for like 2 months. So I put that on hold. And then I guess you talked to him because I didn't know about this broker or whatever.
Okay. Yeah, because I had offered him options, right? For example, if we want to just renew the website at least for 1 month and then put it back on hold, we can. Right, I told them that back in February, actually, a month before it expired. And we gave them options like putting it, the hosting only for just the $49, right? Or, you know, lease for 1 month to renew that domain before it expires. But like we said, it wasn't taken care of. Then I called again, you know, a few days before that time. So, you know, I'm terribly sorry about the situation here, Vanessa. But, you know, best thing we could do here is try to resolve it, right? As good as we can.
So, Yeah, because, I mean, all the, like, the barcode and, like, the MXConclusion.net, all that's already in the truck.
Yeah, oh, I know, I understand that. So, I mean, that's why, like we said, we have the, well, you have the option of purchasing the domain from that broker. I mean, when the domain is available, like the .com one, you know, we buy it for you and we can use it, right? And we work with it. But if somebody already has it, you know, in this case a broker, then you would need to contact them if you're trying to get that domain back. If you get that domain back, we can apply the website again on that domain with no issue. It's just the fact that we no longer have access to it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a GoDaddy account?
I don't.
You don't? Okay.
Mm-mm.
But basically, GoDaddy, how it works is you create an account, and then there's a search bar there, and then you just search for that domain that we're looking for, mxconcretesolution.net, and it's going to take you to that screen that I showed you right now, that text message that I sent you.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just says, got it, or buy it. And then it just gets you in direct communication with that person that, you know, bought that domain and took advantage of that opportunity. So that way you'll know exactly how much they're selling it for. And we can evaluate if it's better to just purchase the domain and then apply the website on that domain again. Or, you know, if we get the .com one and create new QR codes and put them on the truck, you know, you'll be able to evaluate that there.
Okay. Let's do this. How about we just reactivate our account, and then I'm going to do a GoDaddy, or what is it?
Uh-huh, a GoDaddy account.
Uh-huh, and then I'll get back to you?
Yeah, I mean, we can get the .com in the meantime.
Yeah,
or,
so I can get the link. On like, so I can start getting needs and all that stuff.
Yeah, I know we can certainly get that set up. Let's see. All right. Well, since you guys have been a client of ours for quite some time, I can go ahead and apply a $50 discount on the package. So we would be dropping it to $149. Mm-hmm. That would be the price moving forward.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be from now till?
So whenever you want, right? It's
okay,
a permanent discount from now on for us to do the full optimization and the website and have the call tracking number. Do you use the app, Vanessa?
I do. I use I use the computer and I use the phone. I usually use the computer more.
Use the computer more? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, main reason I bring it up is the fact that, you know, for example, on Google, you know, we need to make sure you keep on pushing on the reviews side of things. So on the dashboard, there's a reviews section where you could just put your customer's name and number, and the system sends them the invitation automatically so they can leave that review. Okay?
And is that on the Splash website?
Yes, ma'am. At the top, where you see home, leads, website, you see several options. One of them is reviews.
Okay, so I see home, leads, website, listing, Google, insights, and then ads, reviews.
Ad campaigns and then reviews, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So I just do the reviews and just send them the invitation?
Yeah, I mean, you just put your customer's name and number, and then the system is going to do the rest. It's going to send them a text message, letting them know that if they had a good experience with MX Concrete, share it with others by leaving a review on Google. Then it takes them directly to the Google platform.
Sounds good.
Alrighty. So at this point, I have a MasterCard on file that ends in A852. Would we be using the same card?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Give me a minute. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 2029?
2029. May 2029.
Yes.
That's the one? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. Let me just adjust the hand. Okay, we're going to start your package to be due on the 1st of every month. So it's okay. Going to be good till May 1st, okay?
Okay. So every 1st, you guys will be charging $149?
On the 1st of every month, we will charge $149. I did try to take the payment right now, but it says exceeds approval amount limit.
Okay, so I need to cut. Okay. So we do have a limit of a monthly that
okay.
We have to call our bank, and they have to approve that. So
okay. I mean, if you like to contact your bank, I mean, I can reach back out, or you can contact them right now. I mean, it's up to you, depending on if you have some.
Okay, I'm gonna give you a call back because it's been sick of a while. They have me on hold right now on the chat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no problem. I can keep a lookout here. And just send us a little text, or you could just send me a little text, or you can give me a call, and I'll reach back out.
Okay, so do I just text you on this number?
Yeah, you could text me at this number. I get it directly. I can reach back out. It's not a problem.
Okay, so is it the ending with the 6225?
Uh-huh, yeah. The one I use to text you right now, when
okay.
I used to send you the screenshot, you can text
okay.
that number anytime.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. I'll shoot you a text right now when it's already ready to
yeah.
process.
Yes, ma'am. I'll keep a lookout.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, bye.